Hello and welcome to Pocket Buds Extra, an extra bit of content for you, the girl reading this. Of course, it's still me, Ruby, and of course, I'm still with my friend Steph.
In the bonus ep,
And we're talking about love.
Yeah.
To love and to be loved. And video games that may or may not let us do that, but very specifically video game characters that we would make ours if we could. Yeah. And we have, perhaps.
Absolutely. I think it's always, like, interesting to see the characters in video, the romanceable characters in video games that become popular. Sometimes it's obvious, sometimes it's not.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, you'd be surprised by the stats. Mm. And there's something in that character that people just gravitated towards. And I think it's also interesting when your personal feelings are not reflected by the broader population.
Oh, yeah.
Because you think that, you know, you find someone sexy that everyone must, and then everyone's just like, that person sucks. And you're like, damn it.
I had people so confused why I went for Haley in Stardew Valley. and then I had to explain to people, embarrassingly, that it's because she was mean to me. And I thought that I could change that. It's like, oh, she called me ugly, so I'm going to make her fall in love with me.
I love how, like, because people love playing video games to, like, shoot stuff in the head and things. But, like, never underestimate the power of romance and the hold that will have over people. Oh, because I feel like you could play an adventurer who's on track to save the world. And then, like, if you are like, oh, but in making this decision, I'll, like, piss off this character and potentially they won't sleep with me. Mm. You know what? The world can burn. Yeah. The world can burn today.
Yeah.
Because this romantic relationship is suddenly the most important thing in my life.
Yeah, exactly. I'm putting everything into this.
Yeah, 100%. At the moment, I'm in a pretty toxic relationship with Astarion in Baldur's Gate, I would say. I just really fell in love with him as a character. I don't know what it is. It's just something about, I think it's like the wit and the bravado and the charisma and the sass. And he's a little bit kind of like androgynous as well. Yeah. And I find him really cool. Definitely not a person I would pick in real life.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I would say it's a pretty one-sided relationship so far. It's not going great for me.
No.
No. And I think also because it's very at odds with the fact that I am a very altruistic hero and that doesn't really vibe with Astarion. I just like, I kind of pegged him maybe as like a Mr. Darcy like character where he's just it's never cringe to love hard.
It's never cringe to love hard.
Yeah. I really thought, like, you know, so much of traditional romance and period drama is just like, you know, we complain about emotionally unavailable men, yet like that is 100% what is held up as like the gold standard for romance, I think, in most romance novels or,
and games or, and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's like
I always go for a silent a big hunky silent man.
Totally.
There was a game on mobile called Dangerous Fellows, actually quite good. Like it was a little, you know, anime dating sim, but the whole thing was that you're locked up in this school because there's a zombie outbreak, and you're locked up with a bunch of different people, and I think five of them are romantic interests, and so, you know, you gotta kind of follow the story of trying to survive this zombie apocalypse, and also trying to find love. And
sure.
I immediately, without fail, clung to the silent, brooding giant boy.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was. It's like, oh, you don't talk much?
Sometimes it's an energy.
Mm.
Sometimes it's like the bad boy thing, and you're like, oh, but I can change them.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I've actually got one on my list that's just like that.
Yeah. Sometimes it's like the androgynous kind of woman who is like that one character from The L Word that everyone's horny for.
Yep. Yep.
What was their name?
I know who you're talking
everyone
about.
Everyone will instantly know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That woman was like, yeah. I mean, she must have got some creepy emails, man. I don't know that any any like group of people have been more obsessed with someone. Maybe now Ruby Rose a bit.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But she also like
I'll go for characters like that in games.
She flopped. She dropped off.
Did she?
Yeah. People were super into Ruby Rose.
Oh, Ruby Rose did. Yeah. I thought you meant
No.
Shane. That was her character name anyway. Shane.
Ruby Rose flopped. People loved her.
I think.
And were like, oh, you are my bisexual or lesbian awakening. And she flopped.
She's beautiful. I think controversially, I think she just can't act very well.
Yeah. Weird push.
But you know? She's beautiful and I love her sense of style. I think she's amazing. Mm.
So we've got lists.
Oh yeah.
We've got lists of characters that we are very, very fond of. Would you say that is the lists?
Yeah. I feel like I fixate hard on on romancing characters pretty early in my experience of a video game, and that becomes like a focus because I'm like,
if this is something that I can do, what's
the point of sailing? It's like saving the galaxy, you know.
Yeah.
If I don't have someone to come home to at night,
right? Like, you know? What do you say? Who are you saving the world for?
Exactly. Exactly. Meanwhile, I chose Edie in Mass Effect, who is not a romanceable character. Because she's not interested. Similarly, also I think what was the name of the character in Dragon Age that everyone was horny for, and you could be successful, I think, but maybe she also wasn't. Lydia is the one in Skyrim. Mm. This woman was called.
I've never finished Dragon Age game.
Dragon Age.
But You're right. There's always something about an unattainable character in a game that does have romance options that kind of makes it hard to choose out of the ones that are available. Like when I played most recently the remake of Harvest Moon, A Wonderful Life, I was very excited and I love it. I think it's such a fantastic farming game still. But I've forgotten his name, but the owner of the bar in Harvest Moon, A Wonderful Life, he's like this big, hunky Tom Selleck type guy. He's got a big, thick mustache and he's got like this dark brown mullet, and he kind of looks like a little bit like a cowboy. He looks like he should have a cowboy hat on, but he doesn't. And he is, once again, you don't talk much. I don't know what that is, you know, but I wanted him to be a romanceable character so badly, but instead his, I don't know if it's his niece or his daughter, but his niece and or daughter, not and or, his niece or daughter, Muffy, who I think is called Molly in the remake.
Muffy.
Her name's Muffy, and I thought Muffy was such a cute name, but I also understand why they didn't call her Muffy anymore. She's a romanceable character instead, and she's so cute, and I did end up romancing her because she's really sweet. Like, she seems like the one that everybody would go for, like the girl next door. But the thing is like, if you don't romance her and instead you become her friend and like talk to her in cutscenes and stuff, she'll talk about how like unlucky in love she is.
Oh,
and she's this beautiful girl, but like things just don't work out for her. Yeah. And she thinks that she's never going to find somebody to love. And all she wants is to love and to be loved. And these guys, they show her no respect.
Oh no.
And I'm just a simple farmer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
you're like, I'll respect you.
I will respect you. So I loved her. But boy, did I love her dad or uncle.
Yeah.
A lot more.
Wow.
And he was just not an option.
Damn it.
Which was heartbreaking. I also always have had a thing.
Where's the fanfic about the dad / uncle?
I'm sure there is. There's got to be, right?
Dad / uncle.
If it exists, there is a fan fiction of it.
It was Morrigan in Dragon Age.
Morrigan.
Everyone, yeah. Morrigan. Yeah. And man, like, I really thought I was like, as like, you know, an emotionally connected being, I understand really what she's looking for, and it's someone to kind of just like listen. And you know, it's all about the adventure, and it's all about the hero, and the companions are just like there to support you. I was like, tell me about your past, and tell me about like your, you know, painful experiences. Like I'm here for you. And she'd be like, why are you trying to bring up my trauma? Like, disapproves minus 10. I'd be like, Jesus.
I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah. So I was like, I would try a different tact. I'd be like, okay, I guess I'll leave you alone. And they're like, oh, okay, so you don't care about me? And I'd be like, what do you want? I was like, women, am I right? Like,
oh my God, these broads. I can't read their minds. See, I had a thing for Handsome Jack from Borderlands.
Oh, okay.
Which is not good.
You don't have to explain it.
Yeah?
No, I feel like there are different rules in video games.
Yeah.
Handsome Jack.
Yeah. I thought that was a case in which I thought I could fix him.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't always evil. You learn that in what, the pre-sequel.
Mm.
He wasn't always evil. He was a good guy. But Borderlands 2, he's an evil guy. I think I could fix that.
It just got led astray. And sometimes, you know, there is a deeper reason behind that shift that isn't presented to you straight away. And then when you learn that real story, you're like, maybe we'd have all made that decision in that situation.
Yeah.
You know, it was a Sophie's choice scenario.
I forgive him.
He's fine. I feel like I also enjoy games that give you an option to just like chaotically experiment with like, because like, you know, I'm always trying to forge really important romantic connections that align with what I'm looking for romantically in a video game, but then also like something like Fable, where you can just like try and tow a bunch of people along and like marry. Like I married one dude and then I married another chick and I installed them in two separate apartments, and then they freaking met each other and both divorced me.
I forgot what the town is called. I think it's Blackwood.
yeah.
And it's where all the sex workers are.
Sure.
And I bought every property in Blackwood and then proceeded to marry every sex worker in Blackwood and put them each in different houses.
Wow.
Because I was like, you know what? I'm going to support all of you. And I thought I was being so chill and awesome.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I did still have many, many wives who somehow did not all know about each other.
Wow. Man, see, I feel like I was smart and put mine like quite far away from each other. Smart. I was like, there's no way this is going to blow up in my face at all. They just passed on the street. Or maybe it was a case of like she followed me somewhere and then they had a confrontation or something. But I remember it just like going down and then like, yeah, and then it was all over.
That is so rough.
It's like, I mean, also like there's also romance options that you choose in video games where people try to be greedy and like, you know, choose a bunch of people. I haven't got this far in Baldur's Gate yet, but I believe there are some characters that are cool with you romancing multiple, but there are some characters who are like, bitch, you got to choose.
Yeah.
You know, which is fair.
Interesting.
I feel like, for me in The Witcher 3, I'm very vocal about my love of Triss.
Mm.
Even though, like, controversially, she was quite deceitful in the way that she pursued her romance with Geralt.
Mm.
So a lot of people, I would say the majority of people, overwhelmingly, love Yennefer. I just feel like Yennefer has always been super snooty and kind of, like, full of herself. Yeah. And always like trying to change him a little bit. You know, like he rocks up to a party and she's like, where's your party clothes? And he's like, I just slayed a freaking wyvern. Like, I don't have party clothes. And she's like, you better get changed or I don't want to be seen with you. Or, you know, she just like,
damn.
I feel like Triss has always been like, I accept you for who you are and we'll just like, we will live our lives together, but also doing our own thing. You know, and then also having sex in grottos. Like that to me felt like what was right for him.
Felt real.
And she also just had more of a like kind of girl next door vibe, I think, that was like less conceited.
Yeah, totally. And you know, like Geralt's a pretty complex kind of guy. Like he is. Like to try and change a man like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess it was just like a lot was really kind of hung on this kind of, you know, oh, they're just sort of meant to be together. And I'm like, I don't know that they are. I think she's got a nice perfume and a banging body, but ultimately I think she's got some therapy that she needs to go through.
Yeah, she's got to sort her shit out.
She's got to sort her shit out. Meanwhile, I think Triss is just there, like, you know, making him a better man.
Absolutely.
While kind of like being a badass woman in her own right and you know, not trying to mold him.
Yeah. Absolutely. And like, it's funny that because like I was actively like, I can change handsome Jack and I can make him a better person. And in that same breath, I don't believe that Geralt needs to be changed in any way.
Yeah. He's fine. He's fine just the way he is.
He is. And coming back to Stardew Valley, cause I did romance Haley. just for like 1 second, because I did romance Haley the first time, and I played that game a bunch of times. But the most recent time that I played Stardew Valley, I downloaded a mod called Stardew Valley Expanded, and it adds a bunch of new characters.
I thought you were gonna say it adds something else.
Yeah, it's the wicked whims of
sure.
No,
in Stardew, that would be an eye opener.
It's actually it's very cool. It's a really good mod where it's just like added a whole layer of new shit to the game. Like it's incredible.
Yeah,
to think that this was done by fans was insane. But they added a couple of new romance options. And one of them was Olivia. And Olivia is the only, like, quote-unquote, older woman that you can romance.
Okay.
The rest of them are all, like, you know, they seem to be around your age, right?
Yeah.
But she's retired.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got a son who's around your age who you can also romance. But
for just to satisfy someone's very specific kink of like romancing. Of
dating mother and son.
Yeah.
Which you can do.
Yeah.
And they find out. And like it's a very awkward interaction from what I've seen.
Oh no.
I never tried to do that because like that was intense. And like I'm no player.
Sure.
I'm looking for love.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm looking for love in a rich, beautiful older woman, and that's exactly what I did in the game.
Yeah,
where the second I saw her, I was like, oh, awesome, oh fuck yeah, that rocks. And I fell madly and deeply in love with her, and I think she slays so hard. She's also so hard to romance because all the stuff she wanted was like really expensive gifts.
And you know, she's an experienced woman, so she doesn't really. She has high standards and isn't going to like settle for someone who can't satisfy her needs to the full extent.
And I'm just a simple farmer who probably can't read or write.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a complicated situation.
It is.
But were you you were successful?
I was.
Hell yeah.
I was. Yeah.
Do you find that you typically go for the same sorts of characters? Like, do you find yourself like gravitating towards like archetypes?
No.
Interesting.
I've always been really varied. Like I just wrote a simple list of like characters I would love to romance. And it was Luigi because I think he's pathetic and I think I could like protect him.
Yeah, okay.
Handsome Jack and any Gerudo woman. so like and then Olivia, the beautiful older woman from Stardew Valley Expanded. And I don't think there's a pattern there. Like, oh, for women, they have to be either A, rich and older, B, mean to me, or C, huge.
Mm.
And if they're a man, they have to be A, evil, B, pathetic, or C, a third weirder thing.
Yeah.
And like, but even then there's so much more.
Yeah.
I have no type.
Yeah. Okay.
I just kind of like, I, and maybe that kind of relates to me in the real world and you know, my kind of quite open pansexuality is just like, I don't know if I have a type per se, more just like I just vibe.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Yeah, okay. I think I definitely like will be drawn towards certain archetypes. I think typically with men, I think it is it's charismatic, like bad boys, but yeah, that are actually that have a heart of gold, like yeah, underneath.
True.
Or like the stoic kind of like troubled characters that just need a bit of tender loving.
Oh, and the big quiet ones. That's another one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Been drawn towards.
Yeah. That's a pretty classic thing. And again, I think it's just because it's like in real life, actually super impractical and annoying. Mm-hmm. I don't want someone who's actually a bad boy. I reckon that would be very annoying and they'd be doing illegal stuff. And I'd be like, now you're just going to go to jail and I'm not going to bail you out because I'm not that invested. And then like, you know, stoic and you know, troubled and stuff like that. Mm. That's a lot of work, you know?
I think about it and I'm like, I think I could be happy in a life with Dave Bautista.
Okay.
You know, but like specifically his character in Blade Runner 2049.
Sure.
Where he's got big guy with little glasses.
Yeah.
He's
yeah,
a quiet man. Because you can kind life of,
you can, it's situational and context based. And so you can enjoy it within that very specific context.
Yeah.
Like I think the reason why period drama romances are so interesting and exciting is because they're like contextually, oh, this would be so exciting for me as a woman who could not have a job or vote and didn't have a lot going on and was yeah, very constrained by the societal expectations of me at the time. For me as a woman now, I got better stuff to do.
Yeah, yeah, I can vote now.
But I love imagining this very simple scenario.
Absolutely. And now that's all the time we got, sadly.
Mm.
But once again, thank you so much for taking the time to chat about love.
This is a whole other podcast. It's just like really character is romances, I think. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We could definitely do it again.
We'll circle back. We'll circle back.
We will.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for coming on. And big breath.
Bye-bye.